following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to be with you on this Tuesday. Doug Duda, Dave and Day with you as we get ready for more football talk, baseball talk, and everything else that surrounds the world of sports today. We'll be chatting with Minnesota quarterback Mitch Leidner from our Big Ten Media Day visit to Chicago. We'll also continue our high school football preview with Jeff Tomlin, head coach at Grand Island Senior High, as they went through another workout this morning. Troutman's Tuesday trivia, and it's all coming your way on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Nice watch, man.
Thanks, buddy.
What is that?
It's a little Garmin Vivo Fit, a little something that keeps track of your steps that you take, as well as the time of day and what date it is and how many hours you sleep and all that good stuff. Technology.
Do you need that?
I like to keep track of it so I kind of know if I'm getting below my threshold of adequate sleep. Because I'm a bear.
Which is what?
I'm a solid eight a night. Wow. I mean, I do get up at 4:30 in the morning, but I am in bed usually right after the kids.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I hear parenting makes you a little more groggy earlier in the evening. Hard to stay up for the news.
It does. Getting my kids wrangled to bed has been a chore, and usually it's not. But lately, I think it's because the whole anticipation of school coming.
Yeah. When does it drop on Bubba? When's his first day?
Tomorrow's open house, and Thursday's drop off day. Dad is struggling way more than Bubba. Bubba's jacked. Bubba's excited for Metal Ark Hills, but Dad is.
Well, you're not doing anything. You'll be sitting around all day waiting for him to come home.
Yeah,
I think I'm more like Forrest sitting there by the mailbox.
I'm more just worried about that first drop off because he's a little man now. He's a little man that, you know. So yeah. I'm excited for him, though. He's pumped. He's way excited.
888-455-ESPN. That's the number you need to know. That's our Kearney Chicken Coop fan line. It's also the number you'll need for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. And the email always open, the Doug and Daddy Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. But very exciting last night. The Kansas City Royals have now taken over the lead in the American League Central, and all of a sudden the vibe with Detroit takes a hit. They get that big trade to bring Price in, but then Price either A, can't get run support, or they give it up once he's out of the ball game because he was the starting pitcher in the 19-inning game on Sunday, so he got a no decision there. So he's eating up innings, but he's not getting wins, and it looks like Justin Verlander could be on the shelf for a significant amount of time. So the vibe going the wrong way for Detroit, going obviously the right way for the Royals, who have won eight in a row.
Yeah, you know, I think it's great. You know, I don't, I by no means mean to be the poo-poo on the party, but it starts now. I mean, they've played really, really well to this point, and now it's playoff baseball from here until the end of September. And obviously, Detroit has some issues in the back half of their bullpen that they need to some guys to pitch better. And, you know, and Jabba's had two blown saves his last, I think, two outings. And now Verlander goes down. So, you know, they're scuttling a little bit. And the Royals need to make hay right now. The last thing that they need to do is kind of feel like that they've arrived and here we are. They got to keep going because the Tigers are a very veteran team. Their offense is veteran. They've been through this before. They know how it goes. They're going to right the ship. They're not going to sail off into the sunset and just hand this over to Kansas City. And so, you know, that's the challenge moving forward for the Royals is to keep it going. You know, right now they're riding high. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of great things going on around them. Can they get through all of those things and keep winning baseball games? And that's the challenge when you're the up-and-comer or you're the new guy on the block trying to make it to the playoffs.
45 games left to go for the Royals. They are setting in very good shape right now as far as with each win, giving themselves a little more distance. You've been parts of winning streaks. You don't want them to end, but you know they will end. The Royals have won 16 now out of 19. As I said yesterday, I said the most important thing, the Royals have been very infamous, is going on the long losing streak early in the year. Of course, they're out of it by this time, so you don't pay as much attention later in the year, and they seem to always play pretty well in September when there was nothing to play for. But I said you just can't, when if you do get a losing streak to two, it's got to stop there. Even if you just win one, you know, maybe you go 1-3, but don't start losing baseball games. Even if you're playing 500, win two, lose two, win one, lose one, that stuff is going to start happening. But you can't go 4, 5 or more, and I think that third, so that means just about any series. I think they might have a two-game series with somebody left on their schedule, but you just can't drop multiple games, as we discussed a little bit yesterday.
And I think that's the thing, that when you do get to that second game is – they still have that feeling in the dugout of, okay, it's over. Here we go again. You know, the media is going to have that. The fan base is going to have that. They got to show that they can get over that, because when they get to that two or three games, they don't have anything to go back on and say, hey, we've been here before. We've righted the ship. No, they don't have any of that. So, you know, that's going to be their next thing, is this when this ends and they do get the two, they maybe get the three losses in a row. Now what? What's the mindset of the Royals? What's the mindset of the team? What's the mindset of Ned Yost and his ability to lead these guys through this? Because now's where you're going to make your money as a manager. And the great ones, like a Francona and a Torrey and a Jimmy Leland and some guys who have been regulars in that postseason. I mean, look at what Francona's doing with the Indians and some other things. Those are where those guys make their monies. The Bobby Coxes of the world, those guys, the La Russas. September and late August and September is where those guys became Hall of Famers, and that's where they make their money. And Yost has not proven at all that he has the managerial chops to get them through that.
Well, he's not had the opportunity, really.
Right.
And I ask you this, when things were headed south about 2 months ago, people were starting to wonder if Ned Yost could survive the season. I don't hear anybody talking about, wow, what a great job he's done in helping get things turned around here. I know the managers, the coaches, the GMs, sometimes they get too much credit, take too much blame. Usually it's take too much blame. But he seems to just be setting back and not getting too off kilter either way, when they were losing or when they're winning. About the most I heard last night was on the broadcast, they were making a big deal about how the back end of the Royals bullpen might be the best in Major League Baseball, and everybody is saying that, and opposing coaches know that they need to be tied or in the lead when they're getting to the seventh inning, and Ned Yost said so yesterday.
And that helps. I mean, just where the Royals are, hey, I got to win in the first six innings. Other teams are saying it with the Tigers. Hey, I just got to get through their starting staff. I mean, so it's a double-edged sword when your bullpen's really, really good like the Royals got going right now. You're going to play a little bit differently those first six innings. You know you got to get to a starter. You know you got to do some things. Right now, teams are playing the Tigers, and they're saying, hey, just hang on to the seventh, keep it close, and we can give us one swing in the seventh, eighth, or ninth. And God knows I love him to death, but Jabba hasn't pitched well in that closer's role. Nathan hasn't pitched well in that closer's role. Soria has not come in and done what they were hoping that he would be able to do, and now he's injured. And so when you look at the Central, This is the royal shot to take over the Tigers.
How big? I mean, Jabba could have got the save Sunday, but they went to the replay and determined that the stolen base into second, and I don't know that there was still indisputable evidence to overturn that call. They had called him out, then they called him, went to the replay, said he was safe. He eventually scores on a two-out single to center, which ties it at five. We go to 19 innings, and they eventually lose the baseball game. But if that's not overturned, the Tigers win the game. They're still in the lead. Maybe the momentum, just that one,
you're right,
2 inches.
It's a call.
2 inches.
It's a call here. It's a call there. And if you look at, you know, I always get the text messages, man, what's going on? You got to remember, closing's a lot different than being the eighth inning guy. And you can have all the experience you want in the world, but there's a big difference when you're closing it out and you're the eighth inning guy. And now you get a break against you. Now you get some things that, you know, you're not used to handling in your situation because it is the ninth inning, you know. And so you're right. That's what makes it great about baseball is we're getting to one pitch, one call, one missed call, one wrong play, run wrong pitch. Is going to have huge swings, and that's why people just start paying attention to baseball right now, because you're into that point of the season where momentum's a big deal. Every pitch is important. Every game starts to become more important, and then obviously in the Central, where everybody's kind of still bunched up there, you know, it's a great opportunity for the Royals. I would love to see them go to the playoffs, because I think they have such smart, loyal fan base. The Kansas City Royal fan base deserves this opportunity, but I you can't put the cart before the horse type of thing. You still got 45 games to play. It's not September the 18th.
You know what I think, though? They're okay, because they've some of these teams, these small market teams, have tasted it. Or they have seen others like Pittsburgh. They tasted it. They made it last year. They were able to hold on there. The Brewers have been kind of close in and out here. I'm sure we can pick a couple of other teams out there, small
market
teams.
Well, the D-Rays. The Devil Rays are always there.
Yeah. So I think mentally that's not going to be a problem unless it comes down to three games to go in the season and they're tied for a playoff spot, then anybody would be mentally whacked out at that point. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The Royals and A's continue their series tonight at Kauffman Stadium, 710 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Hey, when you think of lawn and landscaping, the only name you need to know is Johnson Lawn and Landscaping. Everything you need to keep your lawn looking great all year round. Landscaping can be added with the shrubs. They've got the trees, rocks, even work on that custom concrete edging. Maybe, and I chuckle because I was in it, saw it. I got to fix the front license plate on my vehicle because it got bent by driving in the water Friday night on the way home. It's just crazy. Maybe some of that water washed away some of what you needed to do. I don't know that Johnson Lawn and Landscaping can help the hospital, but I'll bet they can with some of the things out and around there. If it's the way it is, it's your business, your home, Johnson Lawn and Landscaping will get the job done for you. Call 237-LAWN or look them up online at NebraskaLandscape.com. Call them today or stop into their nursery located just beside Yellow Van on 6th Street in Kearney. They're proudly landscaping Nebraska and doing amazing work. Johnson Lawn and Landscape, everything you need to know about your lawn.
Good morning, Vietnam!
That has been the big story the last 12 hours, 18 hours, and it's good, I guess, that can be a story, that there is so much respect for Robin Williams, and I'm no reason to get too deep into this, but there is a sports connection there, and you kind of forget all the movies and great movies maybe that Robin Williams was in our lifetime, and people have been giving what is their favorite. And Mrs. Doubtfire is just a great comic deal.
Never seen it.
This, Good Morning Vietnam, outstanding movie, and that's the first thing that popped into my head, so I guess that's the one that will stick with me. I mean, all the more serious roles that he did was real cool, and working with Matt Damon and earning his awards, awesome, but that's the first one that pops out to me.
I was going to go with Good Morning Vietnam, Dead Poets Society, or Good Will Hunting. Those were the three that, when I think of Robin Williams, I think of him. The one, have you ever seen the movie Insomnia that he did?
What?
It was the creepiest movie I've ever seen with him in it, and it was just weird how he was talented and could play off that. I saw it on the bus, so when you're in the...
Patch Adams, right? Is that the one?
Patch Adams is when he's the doctor with the nose, and he kind of changed how people's bedside manner were,
yeah.
You know, with especially with children's. But I always think of Good Will Hunting. Obviously, Good Morning Vietnam, he played a lot of bios.
Yeah, I watched Mork and Mindy, too.
Mork and Mindy?
I'll be honest with that. And it's hard to believe that he's only 63. But the way he went out, this depression thing, is just terrible. I've known people with it. I've known people that have taken their lives with it. It stinks, and it seems to be one of many diseases in this day and age that probably doesn't get the attention it should because people don't understand it.
No, without a doubt. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand it, and not that it's a taboo thing. It's just such a shame. There's so many different ways for people to get help. And you read Twitter and you do certain things. Through tragedy, maybe that's the one good thing this is brought to the forefront, is that depression is serious. People who are dealing with it are really dealing with it. It's not something to just, get over it or, toughen up or, no, depression is a true thing. And hopefully that through this tragedy, that is something that moving forward, people feel like that they have an outlet that through all this talk of suicide prevention and some other things, that there is an outlet for people to get help when they're feeling that way.
And my feelings were kind of like a couple of the national television radio folks were saying this morning. It's a sad day, but for us, we can take a little comfort in comedy of Robin Williams today, getting to relive all that he's done, all the charities that he's done great works for, working with Whoopi Goldberg and Billy Crystal, and doing the HBO specials for Hunger, and all the different charities, the AIDS work, all of that they have been a part of, did so much good. And too bad anytime you lose a good person, whether it's a national celebrity or a member of your local community.
I think that anytime you lose somebody who impacts other people's lives, it's a sad day. But you do get the opportunity to celebrate his life and all that he did accomplish and help out with other people.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day. We'll talk with quarterback Mitch Leidner of Minnesota, Grand Island head football coach Jeff Tomlin, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We'll bring up Damon's favorite golfer. All that and more coming up after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just wait happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies today with south winds at 5 to 10 and our highs reaching into the lower 80s. Skies will be mostly clear tonight, southeast winds at 5 to 10, lows in the middle 50s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now it's 72 degrees.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Midway, it's a better way, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. 2015 Silverado 2500 and 3500s are in stock, and General Motors offering an additional $1,500 rebate on the work truck and light trucks only. Stop in and see them today if you're looking for that new Silverado. Maybe you're looking for a new 2015 car. They've got the Malibu in stock, and GM offering an additional $1,000 rebate on those 2015 Malibus that are on the lot right now. You can see the complete inventory on thinkmidway.com. Don't forget to like them on Facebook, just like Mike and Alexis Pennington did and won the Midway Extreme giveaway this last week with the Kawasaki 900 and Tandem Skydive. They have many more ticket giveaways, let you know what's going on in the area. They take care of so many folks on and off the lot. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We're going to talk with Grand Island football coach Jeff Tomlin momentarily, but interesting, as I was watching a little sports yesterday and maybe even on the Golf Channel, this never really occurred to me. Again, there was a press conference with Tom Watson, Ryder Cup captain, talking about Tiger Woods and whether he's still a possibility as a captain's pick. The nine are now solidified after the PGA Championship. And right below the cutoff is Jason Duffner. Keegan Bradley is there. Tiger Woods, now that they go to the FedEx Cup, didn't qualify, so he has no more tournaments to play in. If he was going to play in another tournament, he probably would have to go over to the European Tour and play somewhere in the next couple of weeks. Otherwise, he has no chance to play any competitive golf until the Ryder Cup, which I would think would make it extremely difficult. Even if he does heal up and strikes the ball well and plays well, we're still talking a month and a half away from this competition, but he really doesn't have any chance to prove himself unless he wants to come back and play on our scramble team this weekend. He really doesn't have a chance to prove himself. I would think that would make it almost impossible for Tom Watson to select him. I want a good Tiger Woods on the team, but if he can't help, then obviously he's no better than anybody else.
I want Tiger Woods on my team. Give me Tiger Woods at 50% over a Webb Simpson, Patrick Reed, some of these other guys who haven't been there at 100%. I mean, we're talking head-to-head. We're talking, hey, you know what? If he blows up on a hole, it's all, you know, it is. Like you said, it's a kind of a scramble format. You got scramble swings. You can, you know, obviously alternate shot and some other things you got to be. But give me Tiger Woods and his competitiveness with 3 weeks of preparation. Now, I think the big question for that is going to be is he going to show Tom Watson, hey, I want to do this, so I'm going to go play the Euro Tour. I'm going to get out of myself and maybe go play the Wyndham Championship. I'm going to do some of these things to show you, Tom, that, you know, Captain Watson, that I want to do this. That's probably the bigger question. That's probably more of a question for pundits, because I'm sure if...
But what you're looking at, if Tiger shows up to a less than up to his standards field, and then all of a sudden, well, he should win this. Well, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for how he hits the ball. If it's a course that doesn't play, I'd be trying to find something that's like the Ryder Cup course, see if you can hit the shots like that, get on the range, and make that decision. And again, Tiger doesn't – I mean, just because he's on the Ryder Cup team doesn't mean you have to put him out there every day. He would have to play singles, and you could either play him in best ball or alternate shot. I would think it would be better to be in the best ball, but who knows?
And you get him going off early on a Sunday in a singles match against somebody that's a lesser-known player because it's a blind draw. It's not like the President's Cup where you go one for one. It'll be a blind draw. You get him on the back half of the Ryder Cup roster or the European team, he's going to scare somebody. Someone's not going to be used to playing with him. And so if he's going to go play one of these lesser events, it's very simple. It's fairways in reg, it's greens in reg, and how many putts did he take?
So we got you on record. Take Tiger.
Take Tiger.
And now you're happy again because Brady Quinn's back in the NFL.
Who's he playing for?
Miami signed a deal.
Good for
Miami
Brady
Dolphins.
Quinn. That's what's great about those clipboard holders. It's a tough job, and every team needs one. Everyone needs the hat on with the clipboard guy.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up a little bit later on in the program, so don't forget that here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show today takes us to Grand Island, where the Islanders were just a play away from playing at Memorial Stadium last year, and Coach Jeff Tomlin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Coach, good morning. Thanks for the time, and how are the first couple of practices look for you?
Good morning, Doug. It's going really good. I appreciate you having me on. Everybody looks forward to the start of the season, and our kids and coaches are no different. So it's been a good first couple days, and we're ready to get the pads on tomorrow and see what we really have as far as depth and that type of thing. But I like our attitude and our effort the first couple days.
How's the health of the team going in? Are you full strength?
Yeah, we're luckily pretty good. We had a young man break his leg in team camp early in the summer, that's healed up, and he's able to start limited. Don't know if we'll have him right away first game, but we'll have him for most of the season. So other than him, we're in pretty good shape so far, and knock on wood, keep our fingers crossed that we stay healthy.
Well, we mentioned the outstanding football season you guys had yesterday and what a great semifinal game it was. I know you guys wish you'd had another couple points, but do you rally around something like that, or how has the team looked back at last year?
I think it was a great experience, great competition, obviously, and also a great motivator. You want to get over the hump, and you want to seal the deal. And so I think it was a good motivator for our kids in the off season as far as working hard and good confidence boost, I guess. At the same time, every year's different, and every team's different. We lost a ton of guys, and really only have four returning starters, so we got a lot of pieces to put together. So in one respect, there's valuable things that we glean from that, but on the other respect, we're starting out almost from scratch in a lot of ways too.
We're talking with Grand Island football coach Jeff Tomlin here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just to take that a step further, how different our talks have been the last 3 years. A couple years ago, I believe it was only one kid that returned with any starting experience, so then that meant almost everybody had it last year. But how different is camp and the experience, because it looks like you got a lot of talent, maybe compared to the kids 2 years ago that hadn't seen as much playing time?
Oh, I think so. I think you're right on that, Doug. We've got some key guys returning. We don't have any returning, but the guys we do have, we have both offensive tackles that started last year, and that's a big help. Obviously, our quarterback is back. We've got our tight end back. We've got running backs back, not starters, but guys that got a fairly significant amount of playing time on special teams. I think our biggest concerns are going to be, our whole secondary will be new. Three out of our four linebackers will be new, and a couple D-line spots. But D-line-wise, I think we're feeling pretty good about our depth. So it's linebacker and secondary that we're really concerned about now. And guys will step up. We're confident in that. Kids will step up and fill those roles. But it's kind of an unknown commodity right now who's actually going to fill those spots.
Jeff, coaches will always say that there's a lot of open competition in camp for the starting spots and playing times. What did you see in camp, your team camp, and what will you be looking for this first week to kind of narrow that down a little bit?
I think one, just being assignment sound. Kids that are assignment sound, they're not going to mess up their initial assignment. They know where to go. They're going to do it with a great amount of effort, because you can live with mistakes as long as they're effort mistakes and they're giving great effort. And then just guys that can make plays. We're looking for playmaker type of kids that maybe even if they're unorthodox or maybe don't do necessarily the textbook technique every time, that just make plays. And so we're trying to get kids, encourage kids to catch our eye that way with great effort, great hustle, and making plays.
Well, a nice article in the Independent for Pierce Allman, who's so talented that he's got a variety of choices when it comes to college and the sports that he wants to play. But he's the quarterback for you. Talk about his growth and development at that position.
Well, Pierce has been obviously at the helm for us for a long time. You know, he played our whole district season as a sophomore because of injury. Stephen Cahoy was our quarterback that year, got injured, lost for the year. Trevor Wadalevich was our backup, broke his foot the first series of district play. And so Pierce pretty much had us the whole district play and took his knocks a little bit as a sophomore, but hung in there and progressed and got better and then really blossomed last year. And then he's continued to work really hard through the off season and through the summer and get stronger and get faster to have hopefully what's going to be a very good senior season.
Jeff Tomlin with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we look at the Islanders. Of course, they open the season with Kearney, as we talked about with Coach Kuhl yesterday. When you got somebody like Pierce that can make the rest of the offense really shine, whether you're a running back, whether you're a wide receiver, or whether you're the guys blocking up front for him because you don't want him on his back, talk about some of your other key components there on the offense.
Well, Kevin Cahoy returns. Kevin was our stand-up tight end last year, and he can play he's kind of like our Swiss Army knife. He can play a lot of different spots for us, and he's a great blocker as well as being a key receiver for us. James Swanson and Blaine Marl return on the offensive line. We'll be relying on them a lot for leadership because we'll have new guys in the interior three positions. Leighton Keir and Aiden Redwine and Chris Doty. Joey Rodriguez. I mean, we've got, by committee, Tyler Schreiner. We've got about five backs that are vying for playing time. And so that's a good open competition. I'd say, you know, Leighton Keir being the senior going in, and Tyler Schreiner might have a little edge there just based on experience a little bit and their motivation as seniors playing. But they should be key guys. Tanner Shuck will be a key receiver for us. He's leading our receiving core, played some, you know, last year, maybe not the starting role, but had quite a few snaps. So, and we've got a number of young guys that we feel like are real capable receivers. So offensively, that's who we return. We return Blaine Morrow and Grant Bedner at defensive ends on defense. Kevin Cahoy returns at linebacker. But like I said, virtually our entire secondary and most of our linebacking core is going to be new. So we're waiting for guys to step forward and secure those spots.
And, Jeff, when you talk special teams, because all we got to do is look back at a couple of the games you guys had last year in kick returns, punt returns. Of course, Sam is down punting for the Huskers. You guys have been pretty solid in that department. Have you been able to kind of piece together what you want to do there?
You know, we have. We're lucky, and we have both snappers returning, and we have some capable snappers backing them up. Our kicking competition is pretty heavy right now. We've got two what we feel like are really good punters that can, you know, take over and be very, very solid for us. It's the kicking, place kicking and kickoffs that right now we're searching. We've got a couple pretty good potential kids, and they've worked hard all summer. Russ Harvey, our offensive coordinator, really works well with our kickers, so he does a lot with them. So we expect that to be a strength. Now, losing Brendan Wentling, who is a three-year kicker for us and is going to be going on to UNK and competing for the kicking job there, that's going to be a tough fill. I'm not going to say we're going to be quite as strong, but eventually, because these guys are young, I think we'll be as strong as we were with Brendan in there.
Jeff Tomlin, Grand Island football coach, give me a look at your schedule. You got some good ones here in the first five games.
Oh yeah, the schedule's good. I you know, it's very challenging and that's exciting. You know, it's one of those things you can look at it either way. You can moan and groan about it, or you can rise to the challenge. And I think our kids are motivated by that. And it's a good reminder every day of how hard we got to work. We do play some heavyweights there all season, but particularly like you said, those first five games, we've got quite a lineup. And whenever you lead off the season, you know, with Kearney and Southeast and Burke and Westside within those first five games, and you got your work cut out for you. So We'll line them up and play as hard as we can. I think we'll compete very well.
Jeff, last thought as we let you go here. I would believe most of the state's folks would say that you guys overachieved by just a scotch last year by making it as deep as you did. What will it take for that team to be as good this year?
You know, we're going to have to stay up. I think, you know, we're going to have to overcome our inexperience in some ways early and withhold, you know, withstand the storm a little bit early of our inexperience. But if we stay healthy, I think we've got very hardworking kids, and I think we've got some good leadership that we can mold into a very good team down the stretch. You know, I think just hanging in there, I think we can be as good, if not better. Whether our record reflects that or not, I don't know, given the schedule that we play. But I think we'll be there in the mix at the end. And, you know, every year, every coach, I'm sure, statewide is just keeping their fingers crossed that their key guys stay healthy, because that'll be the key.
Well, it should be a great atmosphere, as it always is, opening night, especially with Kearney coming in. And I know a lot of work left to do between now and then. But, Jeff, always great to chat with you, and look forward to another exciting year for the Islanders. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Have a great fall.
You bet, Jeff. Thank you so much. Jeff Tomlin, head football coach at Grand Island. Holes to fill, but, boy, what an exciting run they had last year, and a top-10 program. Again, they've got some really good talent, one of, if not the best. It's so tough for a quarterback outside of the Metro, because they run that option at Millard North. They've had so many good ones, and if it's not a Millard North quarterback, then there's a reason it's not a Millard North quarterback, because they got a hell of a quarterback somewhere else. This Pierce Allman, good article in the Independent this week. Despite the writer of the article, it was a good article in the Independent this week. Love you, Terry. About what he's been doing with basketball, football, and all his athletic ability. And, of course, they've got great baseball players over there, and their football has been very good. Fill in the other sports that they've been competing in. And Grand Island Kearney is going to be very interesting. They play their two toughest district opponents right out of the gate, too, in Omaha West Side and Omaha Burke. In fact, they got the quirk schedule where they play Burke in the third week of the season. Instead of playing all your non-district games and then your district games, they will have an early district game.
It is. It's football time. That's, you know, that's what's great about yesterday, was starting the start of the season, and we'll get the answers to all those questions coming forward. And as you can tell by my reply, I know nothing about high school football.
Well, you follow the college, that's fine, and you're not homegrown Nebraska, so that's
fine as
well.
Nebraska.
So there you go, and you're a communist. But you have shown favor towards LeBron James and Tiger Woods in the last month, so I don't know what we're going to do with you.
Exactly. I'm just changing my views as I get older and
more
mature.
You're older. You're learning.
I'm learning. Just maturing in my opinions.
I had another point, and I have totally forgot what it was. Well, we were talking this morning here with one of the coworkers, and you know what? I'm not one of those. Time management is not my greatest asset, but I've got more time than dads, parents, families. So that doesn't bother me all that much. But it was just like, okay, so I took a few days off last week, and yesterday it was just like, okay, drop the curtain. It was like, okay, Friday, it's winter, it's 20 degrees, and, you know, we're just inside. And then Monday, it's 92, and bang, here we go, and you can already tell the difference in the workday around here.
Yeah, I heard a provocative statement the other day about high school football. That and maybe not in the state of Nebraska, but on a national level, they are saying that within the next 10 to 15 years, that lacrosse will either equal or surpass participants, or whatever the percentage
lacrosse?
Of playing. Lacrosse.
The ball, the net,
the whole
stick.
Yeah, will surpass high school football, high school lacrosse, well, in participation in the next 10 to 15 years. Do you believe that?
No.
I'm not talking in the state of Nebraska. I'm
no.
talking about state nationwide.
No, because from the fact that there's more, I don't care if the participation goes down, there's way more kids that go out for football than go out for a lacrosse team. You don't have 50 at the highest level. You don't have 50 people on a lacrosse team. Heck, you got 100 playing Class A football in Nebraska, or 80 or 90 or whatever they decide to put it at, whatever your team is, it varies. You would never have that many on a lacrosse team. And lacrosse is big in the northeastern part of the United States. That's
maybe
fine.
It's the per capita. Maybe it's the, you know, based on rosters. I don't know. I thought that that was a very, very interesting statement. Like you, I know nothing about lacrosse. I know it's an East Coast thing. I know it's a especially popular in the Northeast. I don't see it making that big of a run.
Well, as I said, play your lacrosse, enjoy it. Play your soccer, enjoy it. Drive your NASCAR, enjoy it. Leave my football, baseball, and basketball alone, okay? Our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We're going through your selections for conference champions outside of Florida State. Who's got the best chance to win the ACC? 63% took Clemson. 25% took Duke because they were in the final last year. Somebody voted for Miami. I just think they've got so much problems that we're hearing about right now on... I don't know. I took Virginia Tech. I was the only one that took Virginia Tech because I think they might be a sleeper just because I heard Frank Beamer talk on an interview the other day. Who will win the Pac-12 this year? There are at least three teams that are in the top 10 of a variety of polls. Oregon, Stanford, UCLA. You've got to throw Southern Cal in there. Of course, they've got the new regime. So who is your favorite to win the Pac-12? One of those four or somebody else? Phil Steele has UCLA number 5. It's amazing. Nebraska plays a team in non-conference in the last 10, 15 years, and then all of a sudden their program explodes and gets on the national spotlight, and UCLA is like that. A lot of people love UCLA. A lot of people think Oregon is due just to take a step back, and that means just not play for a national championship. Instead of being 12-0, they might be 10-2 or 11-1, lose the championship, be 11-2. I don't know. I guess UCLA. I'll bite. I'll drink that. Whatever
drink
color
from that Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I'm going with Stanford.
Okay.
I'm going with Stanford. I agree with you. I think Oregon is. I'm really interested to see the Oregon Michigan State game. I think that's a huge first game to gauge both conferences.
Will that be? And you know, we should pull up. Because I didn't prep this because I didn't think about this. But at some point, we'll have to look at all of the non-conference games, Jeff, that have been in the Big Ten since Nebraska joined the league. This may be the hardest you've ever rooted for a Big Ten team.
Oh, without a doubt.
Nebraska plays them. They're the defending conference champions. They're taking on one of the top national powers over the last 7-8 years. This may be the biggest game, the most you would root for somebody. I mean, there have been intriguing matchups, but this could be the most you've rooted for a Big Ten team since Nebraska's joined the conference.
Yes, and this is Big Ten versus Pac-12. Whether you like it or not, this is where the pundits are. This is going to sway the needle. This, just like at the end of the bowl season where they like to talk about head-to-heads, this is going to be a big head-to-head matchup for the Big Ten. Not only Michigan State, but this is also taking that tone of a Big Ten versus Pac-12 type of thing and who's got the better big boy. Based upon what they did last season. Granted, they're all new teams this year because of graduation and whatnot, but it is very interesting how the tone of this game is very much a clash of power conferences.
Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. And speaking of the Big Ten, we'll talk with the starting quarterback of Minnesota, Mitch Leidner, when we return.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? For mature men, there's TrueForm from Complete Nutrition. This daily metabolism-boosting multivitamin has everything you need for long-term wellness. TrueForm supports heart health, a better prostate, energy, mood, memory, and reinvigorates male vitality. TrueForm Power and Performance, a multivitamin for men. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
If your company or farm is accepting bids on replacing your roofing system,
Call the company that provides the best products, the best workmanship, and the best service after the job is completed. Lampman Roofing Company. Your project is not handed off to some subcontractor. Eddie Lampman is personally on every job assuring you that your project is always the top quality that you expect. Lampman's spray-on weather and waterproofing systems make your roof look and work like brand new for many years to come for a lot less money. Farmers enjoy Lampman systems that seal leaky grain bin walls and roofs. For a free, no-pressure quote, call 800-942-4331 or 402-670-9167. Saving you on your re-roofing and energy, Lampman Roofing Company. 800-942-4331 for your quote. An A-plus rated Better Business Partner.
I love special times on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's so awesome. Coming up, our Big Ten preview, brought to you in part by the Chicken Coop. A lot of places say they are sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop, and they want to save you a little money. So today, the special from 11 to 4, salad and soda for $7. The best part about that salad, you can get the chicken on it. It'd be a taco salad. It's so good. And from 2 to 5:30, appetizer specials are only $2.25. Long necks and draws, 2 1/4 as well. Only at the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill, the best of both worlds. Downtown Kearney. Mitch Leidner's coming up next here, quarterback from Minnesota. But it's Christmas. It's Christmas. Bob Jensen. He has dropped off Huskerland Prep Report, and we've hogtied him and making him talk to us on the show. Good morning, sir.
Hey there, Duda. Damon, it's good to be here. That's not why I stopped. I just stopped, dropped the book off, make sure that Jeffy's still, he's still doing it. Yeah, he is, and I can see him from right here. So anyway, it's nice to see you boys, and the books are out, so.
I figured with my lack of high school football knowledge that was like a Superman call, So they brought in the best in the biz about high school sports to come in and save me during those segments. Are you like the Superman that just he heard it's like the bat light on top. You heard someone stutter on some high school football, so they brought you to save the day.
That'd be terrifying to think what kind of light they would put in the sky, actually, for me. Now that I think about that, Damon. But, no, the football books are out, and so we're just a couple weeks away, ready to go.
Bob, if they haven't subscribed for the year long, I want all the details. How can they do that? Where can they get the book? Huskerland Preps is up all the time. Give us all the spots.
First of all, we love the Ord Chanticleers, Doug. You know that. We love the Ord Chanticleers.
Who doesn't?
And who doesn't?
Yeah.
Uncle Doug. Here's the thing. A really good way is just to call our office. It's kind of simple. It's 800-323-3929. I got an email you could hit. It's jensenpub@hamilton.net, JensenPub at hamilton.net.
You're also on Facebook.
On Facebook, I'm not terribly proud of that, but I am on Facebook.
That is so simple. Facebook it, you put in Huskerland Preps, and there's Bob.
Yeah, God save me, but I'm about to say something that I would have never dreamed that as a grown man I would say. I'm on Twitter, Doug.
Ah, you beat me.
People could do that if they want. I guess they could tweet me if they'd like.
At Arnold High Stud 52 or
you know what you it? Know I was all city as a senior. You can look that up. Okay, no, they at Huskerland Bob.
So. Here's the deal. We're going to go over the top 10 in a little bit here. Bob's got many places to go. I don't want to cram this into 2 minutes. So Bob's going to join us most likely via the phone later on this week. We're going to be at Bandits on Thursday. Jimmy Langan's in on Friday. So one of those 2 days, Bob, we'll go over it all and we'll dive into the book. Maybe people can get a chance to actually look it over before we chat later this week.
Yeah, I will say one thing about the Huskerland Prep Report Football Preview Magazine. We had a little fun with the cover. People that have followed along will recognize it to a degree. We basically replicated our first preview cover from 1996. Top Guns, 4 hotshot quarterbacks, a couple of them from around here. One of them's Ben Henricks, from down at Giltner, and one of them is the awfully funny Pierce Almond from Grand Island Senior High. So, again, it's out there. It's at Hastings Bookstores. If people want to go pick up just a copy, if they want to subscribe for the whole year, we're in that business too.
Love you.
Yeah, same here to Uncle Doug. I've been loving the run on Facebook. So anyway, again, I didn't mean to just jump in here, but it's good to see you guys, and thanks.
Safe travels, buddy.
You know what?
It was a pleasure meeting you.
Damon Day, one of the final people in the state of Nebraska to meet Bob Jensen.
There you go. Now I'm official.
Do you get that tingly feeling like I do?
I'm an official Husker.
Well, here it is. Number one is Omaha North, followed by Omaha Central, Bellevue West, Millard North, and Millard West. Then a Papillion South, Omaha West Side, Grand Island 8th, Burke 9th, and Creighton Prep 10th. McCook, he has back on top in B at number one, followed by Scott, York, Beatrice, and Sydney in C1. Boone Central, Newman Grove, who were number one basically all season and then were shocked by Cozad, and Cozad went on and proved that that shouldn't have been a shock, maybe just the way that the score played out. Norfolk Catholic, number two. Kearney Catholic, number three, as they played Cozad as close as anybody last year. The defending champions, Cozad, are fifth. He's got Gothenburg setting in seventh in C2. Archbishop Bergen is number one in this year's magazine. He has got North Platte St. Pat's eighth, Hastings St. Cecilia ninth, and Sutton tenth. One interesting thing is the defending state champions from Donovan Trumbull are not in the top ten. We'll ask him why. Hemingford, number one in D1, and rightly so, I think. Then Blue Hill, who's playing their first year in eight-man, is number two, followed by Creighton, Guardian Angels, and Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. He has Amherst, eighth, Elm Creek, ninth, and Fullerton, tenth. And Giltner is preseason number one in D2, followed by Sacred Heart, Humphrey, St. Francis, Stewart, and he's got Kennesaw for a big bounce-back year, setting at fifth, and Selma Myrna is setting at number 10. And we'll talk with Bob a little bit later on this week. It's time for our Big Ten preview, brought to you in part by Misco Sports. Get your game on at Misco's. We caught up with Mitch Leidner, quarterback, Minnesota. Today's Big Ten preview on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radios with Minnesota quarterback Mitch Leidner. Got to start against the Big Red last year. A good game, obviously, for Minnesota, but now you're ready to start a whole lot more football games. Mitch, thanks for the time, and how excited are you for this camp to get underway?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited. It's been a long, long off season, let's just say, and you know the team's ready to get back out there, and everyone's looking good.
Coach Kill made a very interesting observation, and just put it out there. He goes, "Yes, we improved last year, and yes, we got off to a great start, but we've got a lot of work to do. Didn't finish like you wanted to with the losses." How's the team kind of taken that message?
Yeah, I mean that bowl game, it left a bad taste in our mouth, and everyone on our team is hungry to get back out on that field. And you know, we've used that motivation through the entire offseason to bring it every single day and get prepared for next year.
Tell me where you are today compared to where you were going into the season last year.
Well, it's night and day. At this time last year, I wasn't even sure if I would play at all during the season, and now I'm confident. I'm older, and I've prepared myself a lot going into this season, and I got good weapons to throw to.
And you had David Cobb in the backfield, probably the best running back Minnesota's had in a decade, at least stats-wise. How potent can this offense be?
Oh, exactly. It's great having him in the backfield, and you know he's a guy you can hand the ball off to, and you know he's going to make some guys miss and make some plays for us, which is going to be great. And it just opens up our offense that much more.
Coach Kill, this I know is a question that gets asked a lot. It seems like he's ready to go, full health again. But how did that affect the team during the season last week? I mean, it seems to me that the highlight is he comes down, does the dance after the win against Nebraska, and it's a great time for you guys. But how did that affect about that month of the season for you guys?
Right. It just made us want to play for him. We always do. He's always worked so hard and done everything he could for us as a team. And you know, but Coach Clay stepped in there, and we didn't really miss a beat. You know, Coach Clay's did a great job, and our assistant coaches as well just did a good job coming with the players, and our team leaders at the time brought us all together, and you know, we played for them, and we were able to be successful through that time.
We're talking with Mitch Leidner, Minnesota quarterback, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Interesting note that fans might not know: you and your brother have a lot of work to do together. Tell them about that.
Oh yeah, he's a redshirt freshman center on the Gophers as well.
What's his progress looking like? Are you guys actually going to get to be on the field at the same time, or is that still maybe a year away?
Yeah, that could be some time away, especially since we got a senior center Tommy Olson and you know John Christensen who's going to be back with his leg injury, and then we have Ohio State transfer Brian Bobek as well. So we got some depth there at center that he's going to have to work his way up the ladder before he gets on the field there.
Do you have to give him advice, or is he a brother that doesn't want any advice?
Sometimes I give him advice, but Tommy Olson's literally like an older brother to him, and they work so well together. And, you know, I'm really thankful for all the help Tommy Olson's been able to do with him.
Getting back to taking that next step, what are some of the things the coaches are saying you that the team has to do to be able to accomplish that next step?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just staying accountable and taking care of our teammates. And, you know, guys have done a great job with that so far, and we got guys who want to be there and want to play and are hungry. They want to prove everybody wrong.
Minnesota quarterback Mitch Leidner with us for another minute. I always find it unique when you can play for your home state school. What's that like? And was that what you were wanting to do out of high school?
Yeah, definitely. There was a time there in high school, though, when Minnesota already had a quarterback committed, so I wasn't sure if I was going to get an opportunity. But, you know, fortunately it worked out. But growing up, it was just I always was watching the Gophers, and it was just a dream come true to be able to play for them.
Talk about just getting this season underway, some of the challenges that are out there for you as far as some of your opponents go.
Yeah, we got a tough last four games of the season, but you know we're looking forward to those games because we're going to be healthy and we're going to be ready to go at that point in the season. And you know, it's just exciting. We have a great opportunity in front of us this year that we're looking forward to.
There's no doubt the schedule is loaded on the back end, which many people like myself think means Minnesota can get off to a great start. What did you do last year specifically to help get off to that great start that you can incorporate again this fall?
I think we just had a good camp. We worked really hard during camp, and you know, obviously we did really well with limiting dumb penalties and turnovers. We just got to continue to keep that up.
And what's the first thing that you know you've got to work on when camp opens, yourself personally?
Myself personally, I need to work on my timing with the receivers as we get out there with pads and after they're getting jammed at the line, and just working on some of the timing that you don't get in the summer, not wearing pads all the time.
You got any more 300-pound tight ends that we're going to see this year? And I know I'm exaggerating that just a little bit.
Oh, we got some weapons there at tight ends. 6'10 guy, you know, a couple big guys there. So we're locked and loaded.
So for the Nebraska fans back home, was that the highlight of the season?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. We'll be looking forward to it again this year, too.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys come down before we eat some turkey. We'll have some gopher, maybe.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Mitch Leidner was a great personality. Could have talked to him for a lot longer. He has the right personality to take this over. Only started the handful of games last year, but one of them was Nebraska, and kind of calling Huskers out. We're going to do it again this year. And if Minnesota is going to do what they want to do, they're going to have to beat teams of Nebraska's ilk. They have to beat the Wisconsin. As we talked with Jerry Kill when we came back from Chicago, how do you take that next step? He goes, okay, now we have to believe that we can win these games, and then we have to go win a couple more of them against the big boys. Nebraska is a big boy still, but get Wisconsin, who they haven't done in 10 years, or a Michigan or an Ohio State when they get a chance to play them.
It is definitely moving time for them. They're either going to catapult themselves into being in the discussion, or they're going to be the little engine that could. And, hey, you better have your game to beat them. But they're not competing on the whole with the Big Ten.
I think Minnesota treads water this year, and that might mean less wins because of the schedule that they play. And that's the sad thing. When you take that step, they don't quite maybe have the personnel to back up this move. They're going to have that little bubble in the water, that bubble in the syringe where you got to push it out, and maybe next year or 2 years down the road you build off last year. They've got a lot of holes to fill. Even though Coach Kill said he thinks his defense is going to be better this year, still going to have six starters to replace on that defensive side of the ball. We still have Brady Hoke coming up later in the week, Melvin Gordon from Wisconsin, as we start winding down our Big Ten previews.
tomorrow. Dave Colling, Kearney Catholic coach, Jeff Erickson to answer your fantasy football questions from RotoWire. Thursday, we're going to be over at Bandits, and Bandits has got a lot going on. If you want to have your fantasy football draft party there, get a hold of Tim and the gang. Pizza and pizzas, wings, pitcher specials for all the preseason games we've been talking to you about. A large pizza, you get the wings and a pitcher for $20. They run that on Sundays. They're also going to run it for the preseason games. If you want to do your draft party there, get the job done. Thursday, the Doug and Daddy Show will be there, and then Thursday night, Harley and the V-Twins, who played at Sturgis, a classic rock and country band from Colorado, will be on hand. It should be a great time Thursday night as we are at Bandits. When we come back, it is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our Big Ten preview, by the way, brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island. Go to gidiocese.org for mass times and parish activities throughout central and western Nebraska. We'll have more Big Ten as the week progresses. But when we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Please hold. Your call will be answered when the line is...
Sick of being just another number? As your local one-stop shop for all your insurance needs, the Kroll Agency can provide you with product variety and personalized claim service, all while calling you by name. Their most important concern is you. As an independent insurance agent, they're proud to offer worry-free insurance written through IMT and Wadita Insurance Companies, members of the IMT Group. Together, the Kroll Agency promises to provide you with the comfortable peace of mind that you deserve. Contact the Kroll Agency for your worry-free quote today.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
The Oregon Trail Rodeo has changed their dates. On August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, fast-paced action will take place at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings starting at 7 p.m. Join us on Saturday for the 5K, 10K walk run starting at 8 a.m. and for Pink Night at 7 p.m., where $1 will be donated to the Morrison Cancer Center. Dance to West Wind after the Saturday night performance. For information, call 402-462-3247 or go online at AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com. See you August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Oregon Trail PRC. Yay, Rodeo!
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is next, so get those dialing fingers ready. And as we head into a new football season, our rules are... only one winner from the same household every 3 months on the Doug and Daddy Show. So we've tweaked that a little bit. Have I got that right? One winner from every household, because the rules department has been all over me. One winner from every household every 3 months eligible for the $25 gift card from Troutman's. The number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Call now if you'd like to be a part of the Doug and Daddy Show and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We'll ask you some trivia questions. Well, we'll ask you one. And if you get it right, you get the $25 gift card from Troutman's. So I'm trying to determine how to phrase this question about one of your favorite players. Is he one of your favorite players?
Yep.
Okay. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Tyler.
All right, Tyler, this is in honor of Damon Day today. Brady Quinn is back in the NFL. How many NFL teams has he practiced with?
Four.
It is not four. Try back. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Trent.
Trent, how many different teams in the NFL has Brady Quinn practiced with?
Three.
It is not three. Try back. I'm being very careful with saying practice because some of the teams he didn't take a snap with in a game. So I'm just, you know, he was on there.
You could almost go with signed with.
He was on their team for preseason games.
Yes.
Not even that. Yeah. I can't even say that. I can't even say that. He practiced with them. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Mitch.
Mitch, how many different NFL teams has Brady Quinn practiced with?
I'm going to go six.
That is a great guess. That is an outstanding guess. It is incorrect. 888-455-ESPN. So we've eliminated a few of the numbers out there. And let's go back. You got a backup question for me, Jeff?
Not yet.
Well, we got to work on a backup. We got to work on a backup because I think we get one more guess on this question, and then I'll have to swing him a new one. Doug and Daddy Show and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Ryan.
Ryan, how many different NFL teams has Brady Quinn practiced with, counting the Miami Dolphins, who he signed with yesterday?
Five.
It is not five. 888, thanks for calling. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. This is so bad. Who are we chatting with, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia?
Matt.
All right, I'm going to give you, and I rarely do this, a multiple choice question. How many career touchdown passes did Brady Quinn throw for the Cleveland Browns? Less than 10, exactly 10, or more than 10?
10.
That's exactly right. It was too easy. I just gave one away, and I apologize. How many different NFL teams has he practiced with? If I'd have stayed with that, what was your guess?
Eight
was not right. The answer's seven. The answer's seven. Doesn't matter. You got it right. Hang on. Jeff's going to get you the details. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Here are the teams. Damon, you didn't even get this.
No, I didn't.
You didn't even get this. I'll tell you what. I wouldn't have been able to do it. He signed with Cleveland, the 22nd overall pick out of the 2007 draft, played there from 2007 to 2009, played with the Denver Broncos for 2 years, never even played in a game. Then he was with the Chiefs. Last year he started the season with Seattle. God, I'm guessing he wishes he could have stayed on. And then he went to the Jets. And then after Sam Bradford got hurt, they picked him up as a backup for the St. Louis Rams, and now he's with Miami, Brady Quinn's seventh NFL team.
And we looked up his career earnings. He's made over $13 million for his 10 touchdown passes.
And that was just at Cleveland, though, Damon. That's just at Cleveland.
Oh,
I forgot. His career touchdown passes in the National Football League, 12.
Thank you.
Because he had two with the Chiefs in 10 games played. He had two touchdowns and eight picks.
12 touchdowns is more than a lot of people have thrown in the NFL.
12 touchdowns, 17 career interceptions in the National Football League. His completion percentage just under 54%, 3,043 yards. He's played a total of 24 games.
Who starts for the Browns, Manziel or Hoyer? Opening weekend.
Hoyer. He was playing well before the injury last year. That's why I'm going there. We'll see. Coming up tomorrow, as we said, Dave Colling, Kearney Catholic head football coach, as our high school preview continues. Email and tweet us your fantasy football questions for the senior editor of RotoWire, Jeff Erickson, joins us live tomorrow. Randy Bushcutter, co-host, more Big Ten action tomorrow. And we do want to thank Mitch Leidner for joining us from Minnesota, their quarterback, Jeff Tomlin, Grand Island football coach, and even Bob Jensen, who slid in quickly for today's Doug and Daddy show. We'll talk with him later on in the week. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.